had all kinds of concerts in the wintertime, and we'd go with the horses and sleighs, and they'd have pie socials and everything, and everybody went to them.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Mary Margaret May Kay.
Okay, so where were you born?
Bent River, mm-hmm. 1910. We didn't get the hydro till the thing came down through our farm.
Mm-hmm. How old were you roughly, do you know, when you got electricity?
Oh, I must have been about 10, I guess.
How did that change your life?
Well, not too much in the first place because, well, a little bit, because you got a radio, mm-hmm. which we didn't have, and it was far nicer in the house to have the lights instead of carrying a lamp around. Mm-hmm. We just had lamps and that. Every day you had to clean all those lamp chimneys, about 15 of them. That was a job. Mm-hmm. No, it was wonderful when we got the electricity. So many things we could have, washing machine, some different things. Before that, we had to do it all by hand. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. You know, we all did our own baking. We had to bake our own bread and everything. So we had to buy the flour mm-hmm. and that to do our baking. I used to bake 16 loaves a week. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in between I'd have to make biscuits to make it do, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'd always make 16 loaves a week of bread. Mm-hmm. Big loaves. Yeah. And that. Oh, I always swore when I got off the farm I never would make another loaf of bread. I was so sick of that. That was a hard job at that time because you had that Royal East cake, and you started the night before, and all the next day, punching the bread. Yeah. It isn't like now that you could use that Fleischmann's yeast and do it in a hurry. Mm-hmm. No. But that was tasty bread. That was nice bread.
What about running water?
Well, we had a pump. First.
In the house?
Yeah, we had a washroom. We had the pump in there. And then, of course, when we got the electricity, we had got the other right away. Mm-hmm. That's all we waited for was electricity to get a lot of things.
Yeah.
We had ice boxes for a long time because we didn't have any electricity to get the...
Did you cut your own ice, or did someone come with ice?
Oh, no, no. My dad and them cut the ice and brought it in. We had an ice house and that. Mm-hmm. Everybody did. They'd haul the ice in, because the lake was right there close. You just had to have some boards up just to keep the sawdust in, because that's what kept the ice, was the sawdust. But everybody had an ice house because you had to keep things in the summertime. We had our own hens and that. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And we'd sell our eggs, but my God, the one year at Easter, eggs were 12 cents a dozen. You only got 12 cents for them. And I sold 2 or 3 dozen, and I never got the money for them. Uh-oh. No, it was really people were poor, hard up, and couldn't afford to even pay for the darn things at 12 cents a dozen.
Wow. That was during the Depression, was it? 30s?
Well, it was always, it wasn't that, what do you call it, on the farm. You didn't have that much money on the farm. And that, you had lots to eat and everything, but you didn't have that much money. Didn't matter if it was depression or what it was. You had a hard time to, you had to save every nickel that you got. That. Oh, we used to have big Christmas. But one thing we used to have all in the fall, we had a lot of Christmas concerts. And pie socials and box socials and stuff like that. And then they'd have the big Christmas party, you know, and that. And but we always had a big Christmas at home. When my mother was home, we had a big, we always had all her brothers and sisters and mother and all. But we had, too, at our place. We used to go together with Em and Jack and the kids and Pearl and Irving and their kids. And Victor and I and Leonard, we'd all go together for Christmas, the whole gang of us. And then we'd have a whole lot of, the one year we had all the boys that were going overseas at the house for Christmas, Carl and Gilbert and all of them. There was 25 of us there. And then we'd always end up Christmas night dancing. We'd either have it at our place or we'd be going to somebody else's place. We'd have a big dance. And same at New Year's. They always had a big house dance at New Year's. And that. Everybody had to make their own fun, you know. And everybody was a good cook up there, so you had all kinds of baking and things at the dances and things. Ella Short, and them are all good cooks. Now they're all gone now. I'm the only one left.
How often did you have treats?
Treats?
Treats, I mean like sweet treats.
Not too often. When it was funny because years ago, whenever my dad and mother would go to town, they would get us peanuts. That's what we wanted. Was not, we didn't want the sweets, we wanted peanuts. So they'd bring a great big bag of peanuts home. And that, but mostly, in the course, around fair time, we'd go to town, and coming home, we'd be in the back of the buggy affair, and there'd be three or four baskets of grapes, but I didn't like them. But the rest of them would eat, oh God, they'd eat them. But I never liked them, so I didn't eat any of it. But we'd go to all the fairs and everything like that, see.
When you were little, like what kind of toys did you play with?
Well, I always liked dolls. I didn't like those teddy bears and things. I always wanted dolls. I always got dolls Christmas. And one Christmas, I got a lovely doll. And my brother started teasing me at, what he called, and I hit him over the head with the doll and broke the doll. Oh, God. Oh, they were real nice dolls. They were China, you know, China heads and that, yeah. And beautiful faces on them. Very lovely dolls. All kinds. I had all kinds, but they were prettier than they are today because they were like the faces and the heads were china. So we always had dolls, yeah. That's something I always liked was the dolls. Mm-hmm. I used to, when I was a little girl, I used to go to my bedroom, and the bed would be out in the middle of the hall, so I'd put sticks up all the way around the bed. And I'd teach them. That was my pupils. And I was the teacher. So I put, and sometimes my mother would have, sometimes I wouldn't do that in my room, I'd do it in the spare room. And my mother'd have company come in. Oh, she'd have a fit, go in the room, and I'd have all kinds of things in the room.
So you're teaching them like you're a school teacher?
I was a school teacher, and I was teaching the kids, and these sticks were my kids.
Sticks.
I'd have all kinds of things all standing around the bed. Sometimes brooms and stuff like that.
Right.
I'd have them all around. It might take my mother a week to get them all sorted out again. Well, I had to amuse myself, and that's what I did. I'd teach the sticks.
Yeah.
Well, we used to skate and sleigh ride and things like that.
When you say sleigh ride, do you mean like tobogganing, going down hills and stuff?
No, we had sleighs and things, but we had big hills, you know. So, boy, that's really go down those hills. Yeah, but the trouble was going back up again. It was a hard old climb to go back up. But there'd be a lot of kids there. Everybody'd be out toboggan. Well, we didn't have toboggans very much. We mostly had sleighs. And some of the boys would come and they'd take the big sleighs that for the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, God, we'd get hell about that because no way to steer it very good, you know. So they were scared of us running into something, killing ourselves. There were some big hills around there. Everybody was skating, all the older people and everything. Mm-hmm. As soon as the river got good, everybody was skating.
Really?
Meade and I used to take Leonard in the sleigh. I'd wrap him up and put him in the sleigh, in the box on the sleigh, and her and I'd go up and down the river all afternoon.
Mm.
Him on the sleigh. And skate all afternoon.
Yeah.
So there's lots of outdoor things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that and everything. And her and I were going up and down the river the one day skating and that. I stepped on somebody had been doing some brushwork or something. I stepped on a piece of brush or something. And boy, did I ever come up and down in the hurry.
Mm.
And she stood there and laughed. I could have killed her. Good God, I pretty broke my neck. And we used to skate on the river. The river used to freeze good all early in the fall. And we'd go up and down on the river, skate.
The winters must have been different than they are now here because we never get a stretch of cold that...
Oh, then no, the winters were great. It came fall, in the fall, and then it came winter, and we got really cold weather. Everything had freeze up, the ice and everything. And it was good skating then right through, sometimes till March.
I wish I had a river I could skate away. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
How old were you when you start school?
Oh, I was about 6 or 7, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty normal, the age to start?
I don't know how young they could go then, but there wasn't a lot of people couldn't go too young because they had to walk too far and through snow in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So it was too hard for them to. No, it was good. It was nice going to the country school. Of course, we were all in the one school, all the grades, you know, and that and everything. One teacher had to look after all those grades. There'd be about 35 or 40 of us, right from little ones up. So they were busy, busy, busy. They didn't have any time to themselves, I'll tell you.
The teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I believe that people would seem to get quicker, along quicker than they do now, and they have all the grades, you know, the different teachers. Because mm-hmm. they, you know, they always had to be right there with you, walking around and seeing what's going on. Mm-hmm. Had your own desk and seat and desk, yeah. They just had smaller seats some places for little ones and the bigger seats for the other ones. But you could pretty well, if you had, when you first started school, you had a seat and you stayed there all the rest of the time that you were in school. And that, so. No, there was. The only thing was it was so darn cold in those schools. And all you had for heat was one box stove at the back of the room. Lots of times we were all sitting by the stove with our books and things. It was cold. Well, no. Well, we just took some high school in the thing. See, if we went to high school then, we had to stay in Bracebridge because there was no bus going in and out to take us. And it cost us a lot of money and people couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. So once we finished in the school in the country, very few ever got going to high school because they couldn't afford to send them in and pay for their way in that in the town. So very few kids got going then. Then later, after we finished, then they started the bus route, and all the kids got going to high school.
How much when you were a child growing up, did you have a lot of clothes or?
No, we didn't have a lot of clothes, but my mother usually made, we'd have one outfit in the winter time to go to school. And then when we'd come home, we had to take that off, and you'd have to put something else on. But it was all things my mother had made for us, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that. We never had any bought things or anything. But we'd always have to, and the same with our boots and everything. We had to take them off and we'd come home and put other ones on. So we had good ones to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that. But I didn't have far to go to school. It was right in our farm where I went to school.
Wow.
My dad gave them a piece of property off our farm. And so that's where the school was.
Mm.
Mother made nearly all our clothes. She was a hard worker. She was busy. But, see, they'd go to the mill, like Bird's Wool Mill or places, and buy material like that, a lot of it, and then they'd make it into clothes for us.
When you lived in Bent River, were there cars around? Like, did they have automobiles? Sure.
Oh, yeah, the last years they did. But for a long time we had cars. But in the winter time, they wouldn't keep the road open into, like, Bent River and places. They'd keep the highway open. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't get into the other places unless you took the sleighs out, you know. Mm-hmm. And that it was terrible out there. If you got sick, you had so far to go, and you couldn't go anyway, only in the sleighs or something. Even you'd had to go on the horses to Utterson and take the train to go to Bracebridge. Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a thing in the wintertime out there, you know. Mm-hmm. See, the doctor, we didn't have, you had 10 miles to go to a doctor. Nobody had any money, so you didn't go very often.
Mm-hmm. That's before Medicare, so you had to pay the doctor.
Yes, yeah, you had to pay the doctor, but you'd also have to take some way to go to the 10 mile. And one time, my cousin and I walked that 10 mile to get medication for somebody. They didn't have any way. The horses were all busy and working, and they didn't have any way to go. So her and I walked that 10 mile and walked home again. Well, the first job I took was at a place where a woman was having a baby, and I was doing the housework. And I was only, I guess then I was only 12. Oh, I hated that. And then I worked at the command house. In the dining room and at the command house, it was a tourist place. And when I went there, Mrs. Clement said, I was 16, I guess, and she said, if you can keep up and do the work that the other girls, because they were all older, I'll give you the same wages as the other girls. And so when it came fall, she gave me the full amount of money.
You kept up.
Well, I guess I did, because I waited on table and did everything everybody else did. And that.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their copper claim, risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around. Well, a little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. Hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thug stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, there's a fire. A lady, she hollered, there's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing. A few people rushed and it's only a few. It's just the thugs and the scabs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, a hundred or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, while the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died there was 73. The piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town is lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to Radio Free School on CFMU 93.3.
They had all kinds of concerts in the wintertime, and we'd go with the horses and sleighs to Oswater and Raymond and all over to all these concerts, and they'd have pie socials and everything, and everybody went to them. So they'd hitch up the sleighs and take a whole gang and go to the things.
Radio Free School, a show by, for, and about home learners.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper, I'm gonna daub myself with glue, stick some stamps on the top of my head, I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.